Welcome back to part two of The Townships at 12. You're listening to theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in the second part of today's show, we will hear the second part of the interview that I did with Jane Loisel, board member of the Townships Research and Cultural Foundation. I will also have some health news and some music in this part of the show. We will start the second part of the show with a new song. It's by Sarah McLachlan, and it's called All This Disaster. We'll continue with my conversation with Jane Loisel. She sits on the board of Townshippers Research and Cultural Foundation, a bit different than Townshippers Association. They are celebrating their 40th anniversary. What do you think receiving one of these grants means for the smaller grassroots organizations?
Oh, it means a lot. Because you've probably been a volunteer. I have over the years. And, you know, there's only so much of your own money you can put in, and people do. You go to your town council, you know, you have a bake sale. But we're able to give them enough that gives them a real, it's like a boost. We believe in what you're doing. It's great work. And sometimes it just makes a difference between getting something as simple as posters done or ads or printing of something that you can pass out, because everything is, of course, increased in cost. So I think it is, it's just a, I guess you'd call it a confirmation that what they're doing is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that they can continue it. And so for us, as I say, to go back to the luncheon, for us, it's a real feel good. I mean, wow, when you see where the money is going and how it is helping. And it's, as we say, there's nothing like having lunch and giving away a check to have a really happy room.
Exactly. So you would say that the event, the luncheon, had a definite positive spirit in the room.
Oh, definitely. It always does. It always, always does. Like this year, we had a number of gentlemen come from the Patrimoine de Cleveland out towards Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And they're part of the antique equipment, tractors, et cetera. And they are just so enthusiastic. And they've got this incredible program for this year. And one of them was, and I'm almost, I can't, I'm trying to picture it in my head, but they're going to do tractor square dancing. And I said, really?
Well, I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. I said, I hope you have a big field. But, you know, here again, they're doing their best. And they've probably been involved in this for years and years. But they're doing their best to, you know, change things up, get people to come in and realize what the equipment was like and how things have changed. And that's real history. You know, that
it is, well, definitely.
Well, again, I'm not questioning your age, but look at the kids now that don't know what a rotary phone is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them.
I mean, yeah, you know, and that's not that long ago.
No, it doesn't seem that long, but it probably was to, you know, a younger person, I guess. Now,
some younger nieces and nephews that they have no idea what a rotary phone is. They're so accustomed to a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they work with. You just press recall to dial the same number again. And of course, you know, we go back to when we were kids. If your mom let you make one phone call to your bestie, you pick it up and you get the operator at the little local office.
Okay.
And I want extension 999.
What challenges are local organizations facing right now, do you think? And where is support most needed?
Well, right now, and we know it's a real thing, is the age of the volunteers that are running things. I mean, even our own board, we're not old, we're young at heart, but we're of an age that we'd love new, younger blood to come in that can, you know, because you need the consistency of people to know who we've sponsored, who we've worked with. And we try to get people from many areas, but I know a lot of these groups, there are some young people that come to the luncheon and we're delighted, but a lot of these groups, it's just a case of seniors that maybe can't manage, like in the cemeteries. You need a younger person to mow. You know, people are just aging out. Maybe they have a sick spouse. Maybe they've had to enter a senior's home, or they just physically can't do what they used to do. So it's to get new, younger blood that comes in with, you know, new ideas. They're enthusiastic and they have the energy. And I think that's a big part of what's happening now. I think everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's right across the board, right across the board.
Exactly. And that would be one of your hopes for the next 40 years for Townshippers Foundation.
Well, we hope so.
Good.
We hope so. The biggest thing is also is that, you know, donor bases change, and we understand that. And I'm going to use this, like, younger people. But a lot of people now that many of them benefit from the projects that we support, but they're also caught on the other side of, you know, getting daycare. Both parents are working, getting their children in sports. Their hours are spread so thinly, they don't always have time to sit on a board. And if they do, they're going to probably do one that's attached to the school because education is so important. So it's to get that blend. And there are smaller families now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a part of it. But we're looking for recruits. We've got a couple of names and we hope they agree to come on. We're not owners. We have 4 meetings a year and 1 AGM because we can do so much now via email or by, I'll call it, Zoom meetings. So
mm-hmm.
people don't have to travel the distances, but we still like in-person meetings because you get so much more out of them. But to go back to your question, it's just to get people involved. And again, you can only ask so much of so many people and they just tire, which is normal, which is very normal.
Mm-hmm. Now, if listeners want to become involved through donating, volunteering, or simply spreading awareness, where should they go to get some information for this?
I would say go to our website. That's probably the best place to go.
Probably just type in Townshippers Foundation.
Foundation, yes. have it. But yeah, if they go Townshipers Foundation, they'll find us pretty quickly, and our website is updated regularly.
That's good to know.
Or just call the office at 822-3314.
Mm-hmm. If you could leave our listeners with one message about why Townshipers Foundation matters, what would that be?
Well, I'd say it's just community involvement. We really feel it's important that there are places that they can go to get funding, that is, the donations are local, it's reviewed by local residents, and hopefully we're giving back to the community, so there is sustainability in what we do. So I that to me is the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the townships active and busy,
right,
and well supported.
Mm-hmm. The Eastern Townships has such a strong sense of community too. So that is another aspect that's so wonderful.
Thank you. You've hit on a key there. All of these groups, people believe strongly in their community. And I must say, even though, yes, we technically are considered an English association, we have so many groups that come to us, and the groups are bilingual. The young people today, French, English, they don't see a difference. So it's, as I say, we work on the greatest good for the greatest number. And if you've got a project going on, it's inclusive. There's no sense of, you can't be part of this.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Anything else we left out before we go, Jane?
I don't think so. You've covered a lot. And sorry, I tend to prattle on, so.
Oh, no, it's all good information. It really is, and it's important to get the word out.
We very much appreciate your taking the time to give us this time on the radio, just so people, because people will make a donation. Sometimes they're not aware of what we're doing. They make a donation, but okay, it's out there somewhere. But it really does. We're very proud of the fact that we put back probably 90% of what we receive in donations. And as I said, we keep a very small percentage, because you have to pay accountants, you have to pay rent, you have to pay postage, but we really keep our costs as low as possible. And we have a wonderful board. Our board never asks for travel money. As I like to joke, when we have meetings at the building on College Street, they maybe get coffee and a Timbit. You know, we're not extravagant at all. So we have a really, really loyal and a board that's very conscious of the English community in the area.
Okay, that is wonderful. Sounds like a great organization. We've been talking with Jane Loisel today. She sits on the board of Townshipers Foundation. So thanks very much, Jane, and all the best on all the projects.
I hope so too.
Okay, thanks,
okay,
Jane.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Think I could slow down, but I did for you. I've been dancing on down to the beat of my own sound, but my heart is with you. Dreams to the clouds, sleep it off when we're home. Oh, 'cause it feels so good to roll.
as it were.
We just heard the song called This Time, and it's by Madison and Avoider. And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. As warmer weather arrives in May, many of us are eager to get outside and become more active again after a long winter indoors. But health experts remind us that spring is also an important time to ease back into activity gradually and listen carefully to our bodies. Whether it's gardening, walking, golfing, cycling, or tackling outdoor chores, many people jump into spring activities enthusiastically, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. Muscles and joints that have been less active during the winter months may be stiffer and weaker than we realize, increasing the risk of strains, sore backs, knee pain, and overuse injuries. One of the best things we can do at this time of the year is to start slowly. Gentle stretching, shorter walks, proper footwear, and taking breaks can make a big difference. Staying hydrated is also important even when temperatures still feel mild. Dehydration can happen surprisingly quickly during outdoor work and exercise. Spring is also a wonderful season to focus on mental well-being. Longer daylight hours and time spent in nature can help improve mood, lower stress levels, and support better sleep. Even a few minutes outdoors listening to birdsong or sitting in the sunshine can help calm the nervous system and boost emotional health. And finally, May is a good reminder that health is not about perfection. It's about small, consistent habits. Moving our bodies, eating nourishing foods, resting when needed, and being kind to ourselves through life stresses and challenges. So as the season changes around us, take the opportunity to reconnect with your health gently and naturally. Your body and mind will thank you for that. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guest on today's show, Jane Loisel, board member of Townships Research and Cultural Center. Check out their website. And if you have a community announcement or an idea for a future interview, please email me at chamqnews@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and remember that the Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday, and it will be up on our website later today. We will close with a new song by the Rolling Stones, and the song is called In the Stars.